just a couple dB is all it takes to really make, you know, a vocal group, for example, lead vocal, background vocals, kind of glue together and sound cohesive. And so you can multiply that. You can glue your drums and bass together. You can glue your acoustic guitars or all your guitars together, etc. So, but what I like to do is use a little bit of compression in these last two stages of group masters and stereo bus masters, and that leaves me plenty of room for compression that you know, with down line, right, with on the individual channel strips. The same with the EQ. I can apply some EQ to these subgroups, I can apply some EQ to the stereo master, but leave myself plenty of room down line to where I'm not just stuck with the sound of one EQ that's maybe boosting 6 dB at 12K on the top end. I don't like that sound. Not everything needs that EQ, right? As well as the diversity between SSL channel strips and API channel strips, etc. You can use different modules across different guitars and build this depth and this character that you can't when you heavily EQ just at one stage at the end, okay? So that's my approach.